الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. This is one of the shortest surahs of the Quran and perhaps the most read by all of us in namaz also. And perhaps we read it because it is short. If we read it because of taking the meaning into consideration, our namazes, our life will become completely different. For the message is very great in the surah. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, if no other ayat, no other surah was revealed, only this one surah was revealed, it is enough for the guidance of mankind. So what a big message there must be in it, but seldom do we ponder. We would usually fly through our namazes, therefore we choose the short surah, and we don't think of the meaning at all also. And if we think of the meaning doesn't come to an end. So great of what message Allah Ta'ala has kept. Allah Ta'ala Himself, what He says is the greatest word. All the people of the world, the great, great ulama, the people of dunya, anyone says anything compared to Allah's word, what can be greater? As Allah is the greatest, His word is the greatest. So that Allah has spoken on this subject, that is enough to impress on us the great importance of it. And then Allah Ta'ala did not only mention this, talk about it, but by qasam, Allah is taking an oath. So what a great thing it must be that Allah is so great and He is taking an oath. And Allah says, wal asr. And so Allah is taking qasam. According to ulama, there are various meanings here, the interpretation of asr. One is general time. Time is so valuable. And Allah is taking qasam on time. So, and time is a creation of Allah. That we should also understand, the greatness of Allah. What a great creator Allah Ta'ala is. Khallaq-e Azim, a very great creator. Khallaq-e Alim, what knowledge Allah has got in His creation to create a thing like time. We just live in time, we just take it for granted. We don't think, what is time? How valuable time is, what a great commodity, what a great gift, what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala is. We never think about it also. If we do, then we will realize how great Allah is. That He could create a thing like time. And then not only creating time, but Allah created the measurement of time also. That we have 12 months in the year, according to the solar calendar or lunar calendar. That is also a great thing from Allah Ta'ala. We have day and night. We have our 24 hours. We have a day fixed. Today is the 19th of Zulhijjah. This fixing of this, that we'll have a nikah on this day. We'll go make that arrangement. All that, this is by Allah Ta'ala. If we did not have measurement of time, we said that Isha today will be 7:30, Adhan 7:45 Jamaat. If we didn't have measurement of time, how we should tell people what time to come? And every day our 5 times namaz, everything connected with time. We'll do this after Fajr, we'll do this after Isha. So that is also, so the kudrat of Allah, the ni'mats and favors of Allah Ta'ala are so great. And this time is, so valuable. Dunya, mazra'atul akhirah. This dunya and the time of dunya is the farm for akhirat. Yeah, if we plant in our farm in the season of planting, then in the season of harvesting, we will be able to harvest. But if we didn't plant in the season of planting, what are we going to harvest? So this is, according to that, this time for akhirat is so valuable, so important. Our time of living is from the time Allah created our arwah, in alam-e arwah. We were living there, only Allah knows for how long. Then we came into the wombs of our mothers. And then first, the body was made the vehicle to convey the ruh. The actual life and actual everything is to do with the ruh, not with the body. The body is only a conveyance of this temporary life of this world. So about 4 months, 10 days, Allah made the body, the vehicle, the transport for the ruh. Then Allah put the ruh in there. And the ruh stayed within the womb of the mother for about another 5 months. After that we were born. And then, yeah, our worldly life is only between 60 and 70, according to the hadith. We live here for 60, 70 years. The average of that works out to 65 years. So we are here for 65 years, to more or less, and the first 10, 15 years, we are children. Boys are not responsible till they are baligh, 15 years more or less. Girls till about 9, 10. So that 10, 15 years goes out in there. We are left with 50 years only. And to prepare for a life that never comes to an end. And the things which are there, which we have to acquire, there is no limit to that. We've got really very short time. And to find time to waste, to while away time, to pass time, is impossible to comprehend. If any person applies his mind a little bit, he'll find that he's got no time to waste whatsoever. So little time he has got. So in this little time, we have to prepare for such a long journey. This time of ours here in this world, which Allah Ta'ala has given us all the time, from the time, say about 50 years, that whole time is extremely valuable. In there, we know that in every year, Allah has made certain times more valuable. And the 4 sacred months, which we are in now, these times are also so valuable. Then the month of Rajab, Shaban, and the month of Ramadan, and then Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, the last 10 days of Ramadan, then Shab-e Qadr, and then the 9th of Zulhijjah. So many, all these times are so valuable. And it is for us, if we make them valuable, they will be valuable. If you have the best motor car, top of the range, everything, but you use it to put fouls in there, you make a foul run, a hawk out of it. So it's valuable, but you didn't make it. Like that, our time is so valuable. It depends whether we make it value. Otherwise, we spend it in holidays. We spend it in futile. We spend it in guna. In haram, whole life we spend. What will that be? And if on the other hand, we make it valuable for akhirat, and we have gone to the extent that anyone who makes his time valuable for akhirat, then by the influence of the kuffar, we also call that person that he's a fanatic, he's an extremist, or something like that. When he's realizing the value of time, they made us to think like that, and we call people who make their time valuable, who haven't got time to waste, we call them fanatics, and we call them extremists, etc. Whereas they are the people who have realized the value of time. So this time, and in fact their own scientists, those who are so dedicated to the science, their hair is extremely long. They have no time to cut their hair also. They're just busy all the time, doing all their work. And that is all at the most for creation. Even if it isn't haram, but it is just, they are in makhluk, in creation. And to work in the Creator, to find Allah Ta'ala, and to work for the ultimate, for the real ultimate, the everlasting, that they poisoned our minds, that we call it also, that this person is wasting time. Just like one biggest irony of our time is that a woman who stays at home, we say that she's not working. She sees to the cleanliness of the house, she's a house manager, sees to everything. She's the housewife. She's the husband's wife also, and she's the housewife also. Everything of the house she looks at. And we say she's not working. If she goes out to work, we say she's working. And the same work she does in the house, we say she's not working. One husband came home and he found that whatever time, 5 o'clock, 6, 7, is time of returning home. And he saw that the house is in a mess. The children are still in their pajamas of last night. Whole day they were not clean. They didn't clean, change, and that they are hungry. They didn't eat. The clothes, the dishes are not washed. The beds are not made. Whole house is in a mess. What's wrong? And he's calling his wife, thinking perhaps of the worst also, that perhaps she has passed away. What has happened? She has ran away from the house. No way he's finding her. Then he finds her in bed under the blankets. And he says, what's wrong? Are you sick? No, I'm not sick. Then what's wrong? We haven't done anything. Now he's getting angry. She says, every day you tell me I do nothing. I sleep the whole day. So today I decided to do that. And you see the result when I don't do anything and I'm just sleeping, you see what's the condition of the house. Every day the work I do and you find the house spotless. The children fed, the children went to school, madrasa, the children ate, everything. That is when I'm working the whole day. But we say that she's not working, whereas she's working so much. And she's not doing one person's job. Like today, unfortunately also, we've got people working in the house. A cook is a separate cook. Gardener is a separate person to see to the children is separate. Children person to see to the cleanliness of the yard outside in the house. How rich people who can afford it, they have so many workers. And today, there are those women who are doing all that work. They're not doing one job, they are doing so many jobs. And we say she's not working. And she's doing all the work. So, just like that, with time also, today we have completely, and we who are supposed to be Muslims leading the world, and those of us who regard ourselves that we are in deen, we are practicing deen, but with regard to time, how many of us ever think, like so many namas of Allah we take for granted, oxygen for example. We never think of making shukr. We don't think it's a ni'mat. Time, which we are living in all the time, we don't appreciate it. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So this time is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and it must be used, and only those will appreciate it who use it correctly. Those who don't use it correctly, they won't appreciate what time is. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So this time, it either refers to time in general, all time. And then Allah Ta'ala declared, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرَ. So this connection is either with the ayat in front, wal asr. Those who don't appreciate time, they are in destruction. All those people are in destruction. Or its connection is with the ayat afterwards, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who don't bring iman, they have destroyed time. They are in destruction. So time, whether a person appreciates or this iman of ours, today we as Muslims, how many of us today ask ourselves, we make shukr on the ni'mat of iman. Allah has blessed it. Allah gifted it to us. 24 hours it is with us. More than a value of oxygen, more than the value of time is the value of iman. Did we forget making shukr? Did we even think of iman? We don't even think of the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And these great and ni'mat, Allah says, dunya he gives to whom he loves and whom he doesn't love. He gives them all dunya. Kuffar, how much of dunya Allah has given them? Many, many Muslims, how much of dunya Allah has given? But deen, Allah only gives to whom he loves. And whom Allah loves, Allah gives those people iman. So it's a great ni'mat from Allah. But who of us make qadr of it? And then this iman, this time that we have, this time, it is either time in general or the namaz of asr. That is a very important namaz, like in Hafizu al-Salawat, was-salatil wusta. Many mufassirin say that is reference to asr namaz. Very important, the asr namaz. And it is the time of asr, not the namaz, asr time. Because that time is very short, like now in winter, year by us, after we make asr, you left with 45, 50 minutes for maghrib. And really, you can't even go home and come back. There's so little time. So, and summer it becomes a bit longer. But this is the shortest time. very, very short time. So that time is short. And when a person is short of time, then sometimes, when he's short of time, sometimes he values time. Like if we have to get to the airport and we got delayed for whatever reason, and now they checked us in and they say the gates are closing in 10 minutes. And to get to the gates, it takes you 12 minutes. You're already short of 2 minutes. And now how are you rushing? You got your wife, you got your 5, 6 children. You got your 2-year-old, 2 months old baby in the wife's hand or in the pram. And you got your 2-year-old child. And these little children, they are looking around at the airport. They see a PlayStation. And they want to go and play some games there. And tell the mother, I want to go play. And father grabs them and pulls them. There's no time now for this. Mother says, what's wrong if they play for a little while? But when you're short of the time, even the people who are so ardent and lovers of PlayStation and all that, this is not the time to play now. We've got no time. We are short of time. So like that, when our mort will come, then we will realize that I didn't make tawbah. I didn't do what I had to do. Or anything else when we have to, we had an assignment and we neglected it for the last moments. Now when it's time, 1 hour left. And we have to prepare. We have to make references we have to get. And I'm short of time. Then episode, the time of Asr is that time. So Allah is putting in our minds that time is extremely valuable. This time that Allah sends to us, it comes to us in the form of, in this time, Allah sends His great gifts for us. That all the preparation for Akhirat, like for example, the sacred month, where all sawab of Amal is increased. The month of Ramadan, when it is increased so greatly, immensely, the 10 days of Zulhijjah, which we have just passed, where the sawab is so great, so Allah is sending us that all that ready, like gifts that have come, wonderful dishes. The dishes also are so wonderful. The contents is also, it's all for us just for the taking. Allah has sent it to us. And so easy, like the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, the big ibadat is just to read 3rd kalima. And it's so easy. And it is now presented to us, just to fast for the eating it, taking it, accepting it. But how many of us don't? Making Isha and Fajr with Jamaat, whole night's ibadat, all the ready. Allah has sent everything. How many of us appreciate that? Tilawat of Quran Sharif, that in this world Quran Sharif comes to the aid of a person. That person who was a porter, and that one crook who wanted to kill him and took him through a shortcut, and then finally took him to a place where all bones were lying, people who were killed. And then one ayat he read, he turned to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah, so Quran comes to one's aid. In the qabr, when a person will be, and Munkar and Nakir will be coming, and they don't come in even for the pious and the righteous. Allah make fazal on us, otherwise they come in a very, very frightening way. They sort of burst into the qabr first of all. And then their looks are also such, and they make you sit up immediately. And then they start questioning you. Quran will come there. And they will order the Quran, leave from here. We have to interrogate this person. And the Quran will say, he never left me. How can I leave him now? But that's if we are reading Quran. If we are reading Quran, ana al-layl wa ana al-nahar, day and night. But if we casually read Quran Sharif, we hardly touch the Quran Sharif. How many of us? Today's day have passed. We all know our condition. Many of us are hafiz who are sitting. But today, did I read Quran Sharif? Did I even read Yasin? Did I even read Ayatul Kursi, Surah Fatiha? Valuable ayats of the Quran. What's my connection? And in the qabr, this is what's going to, Qiyamah's day, Quran Sharif will come. And certain surahs specifically, how much they will help us. So all these things are, Allah is giving it to us ready. All of us can read Quran. We don't have to make an application. And something is not right, we're not registering. It's there. Everyone got Quran Sharif. And as we are, if we haven't got Quran, we haven't got a wudu. But we can read off by, we can, Surah Fatiha, Allah's Fazal, we taught, we all know Surah Fatiha, we all know small surahs, and small surahs also are very valuable. The value of Surah Ikhlas, 3 times whole Quran Sharif sawab, 10 times you get a palace in Jannah. Ikhlas, the Surah Ikhlas is so valuable. And then in the Qabr, after the interrogation, and in some riwayats it comes, when the Munkar Nakir will ask the questions in the Qabr, then the Quran will tell you the answer. You might be so frightened, and you don't know it, but it's just not coming to you. Quran will tell you, give this answer. But what time have we got for Quran Sharif? And then after that, Quran will arrange our kafan from Jannat. Quran will bring it and give us that. And Quran will protect us. If we had any negligence in our other amal, namaz, roza, zakat, etc., hajj, Quran will be there to protect us all the time. Qiyamah's day, Quran will be there. So this, and Allah has given it to us. It's ready. It's in a beautiful container, and it is beautiful just for us for the taking. Just for us, you have been sent. What a dish, the most wonderful dish, and its aroma, the smell is also so wonderful. Just to eat it, but how many of us eat it? To make zikrullah, a person enjoys to make zikrullah. Tasbih, durood sharif, istighfar, third kalima, all such. But how much are we, time is here giving us all this. How much are we appreciating? And time is here with empty dishes also that fill them up. This is your time to fill them. I will preserve it for you forever. Now is your time. Use this time and make your... But for us, to be on the phone, play some games, go to some sites, just useless sites, just to know that what's the coalition government all about, and who's this, who's the new minister in here. For that we have got in, we can be, when we open our Quran, we're so sleepy. I just don't want to stay open, but just take the phone, and what magic works, and all that sleep is gone. Now 1 hour you can be on the phone, now your eyes don't blink also. You are just watching one way. So Quran is presenting itself. Time is presenting all the ready for us to eat the wonderful namats of deen of Allah Ta'ala. And it comes also with empty utensils. It's for you just to fill them up now. And you'll enjoy that forever and ever in the Akhirah. This time is like we are standing at a railway station, and our train is moving to Akhirat. And on that station, it has come on the platform, and from that time is the beginning of our life, till it leaves the platform, the end of our life. We have got the opportunity to fill in that our train, how much we want to. We can let it go empty, we do nothing. We can fill it with all wrong things, all haram, wasting of time, useless things. We are filling our train with fire, with snakes, with all that. Or we do all the righteous things, and we fill it with that. And when it leaves the platform, at the end of the platform, we have to jump in at the back. And we are going now to Akhirat, and to our Qabr. And whatever we had sent forward, we will get there. Whether we send it empty, or whether we filled it with good deeds, or we filled it with bad deeds. We wasted our times, whatever. So this is the time which Allah has given us. Well, Asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Then Allah Ta'ala declares, man is at loss. La is taqeed, stress. There is no doubt that he's in loss. If he doesn't appreciate time, he is in loss. He's in a great loss. So much so it comes in the hadith that even if a person made it to Jannah, but he did not appreciate time, then those moments that he didn't make Allah's zikr, he will have the sorrow of it even in Jannah. It will come and go, but he will have that sorrow there also. So any time, wherever we are, while opening the handle of the car door, in that time we can read La ilaha illallah 2-3 times. And one La ilaha illallah, what is its value? We could read third kalima in that time. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many things. We are on the phone. They say, just hold on. We are holding on. We could do so many things in that time. But how much of us appreciate that time? And if we don't appreciate time, we are destroying ourselves. So Allah declares, innal insan, those who don't appreciate time, they are in loss. They are in to the extent that we don't appreciate time, so much of loss we are suffering. Even if we are engaged in dunya's work, earning our dunya, but we have got enough, more than enough, that can see us and our children also through. But still we are making more. Dunya is such, a person has a whole valley of gold, and he'll desire a second valley also. And he'll desire a third also. So that also, though it is permissible, but it was also a waste of time. We spend that time in deen, making ibadat. And how much the people in the qubur, in the qabristan, they look at us, and they wonder, why don't those people just make two rakats of nafil namaz? Now that they know the value, and that we have so much time free, how lot of our time, even when we go for umrah, we have so much time, who of us really make more ibadat? When we even go in jamaat, or we come in the khanka, we come for the monthly majlis, we have given our 3 days, we got no work, all our shop is back home. Our family is back home. Yeah, we are now, and it's a masjid. But how many of us will make some extra ibadat? When a lot of other time, holidays we have, we say we're going for a holiday. For what holiday? Just to waste time. If we go for a holiday, and then I got all the time, I'm going to read Salatul Tasbih 3 times a day. Even our basic namazes, we don't do properly. Sharia has given permission. But we've got the time so to make our akhirat. That is, and there are those people in the history of Islam who didn't waste a single moment. How they made value of the time. So time, so Allah says, innal insan lafi khusr. So either those people are in destruction who didn't value time. Or those people are in destruction who didn't acquire iman in this time. And the main thing is iman. And worse destruction is for those who were gifted with iman and then they destroyed it. Allah gave us iman free of charge. That we were born in a Muslim home. Who of us make shukr? And that my parents, perhaps they weren't so pious also, but they kept what the name for me. Make shukr, they kept an Islamic name for us. Otherwise, how many children, what names the parents keep? And how many parents, Allah Ta'ala protect us all. How many children, today we meet them, I don't know who's my father. Illegitimate child. He doesn't know who, he never got no idea of his mother, never wanted to speak about his father also. And how many children, every child is from a different father. So where is the mother going to say, your father is this one? She also doesn't know who is the father. And Allah made it that we are born in proper Muslim homes. Our parents made our khatna, our sunnat. What a great thing. They kept our proper Islamic names. They brought us up. They gave us madrasa education. All this. Who of us make shukr of these namas? And if a person who doesn't make shukr is a person who got no value. We ourselves say, we do a favor to somebody, our worker, anyone else, and that person doesn't appreciate, we say, what kind of a person? We are the same. We don't appreciate Allah's ni'mat. Then we think we are valuable people. But other people, because they don't appreciate, they don't say one thank you. They got no appreciation, these people. How much do we appreciate, and for what big ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala? So iman is the greatest thing which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And to make our iman, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and أَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ. Iman is only by the barakat of iman will a person do amal salihah. And when he does amal salihah, will his iman become stronger? Will it be looked after? It will be preserved. Those are the two main things. Amanu amil watawa sawbil haq is ordered to bring iman. And to make tawasi bil haq, to give advisors, talk about the truth, you need sabr. If you don't have sabr, for you, dunya is everything. You can't make sabr with a little bit less in dunya. Let me take out time, go 40 days in jamaat. Let me take out time, let me go to the khanqah. No, my dunya is first. You can't make sabr, you won't have time for to go in jamaat, to go in khanqah. For umrah, you won't want to go. My time is short, what will happen? So those who make sabr, and then also those who make sabr, you will get enough criticism when you come on to deen. The minute you decide to come on to deen, everyone in the family, the close friends, good pious people, many times ulama also will say, you don't need to go to this extreme. You don't have to do so much that you need to make sabr. And then you'll be able to do tawasi bil haq, to give da'wah. A person can never call people to righteousness if he hasn't got the quality of sabr. Just the thought that people will criticize me, and he won't do say anything. Just that the people will ostracize me, he won't say anything. People will give me all types of titles. So you need sabr in order to do tawasi bil haq. Then only will you be able to have iman and amali saliha. Iman is the greatest thing. So Allah has given us this little while of this dunya, not to waste it. Even now, we can't say now the 10 days of Zulhijjah are gone, Ramzan is gone. Now is still the month of Ashhar-e-Hurum. These times are valuable. And even after, just time in general is so valuable. Every moment is so valuable. We have to appreciate and make, and it only becomes valuable if we put value to it. Quran Sharif is the most valuable kitab. But if we don't even have a copy of the Quran, we don't touch the Quran, we don't read the Quran, we don't believe in the Quran, what value will we get out of the Quran Sharif? Only those will get value who attach themselves. And how much a person will attach himself to the Quran, so much value he will get. So Allah Ta'ala in this time has given us all these gifts ready for just for the taking. You don't have to pay a cent. You don't have to do anything. And it's there for us in this all this time to make your iman, to make your amal, and all the great sifat, to have sabr, to have shukr, to have tawadu. It's all in this time we can do. And if we are in our shops, how is our iman going to be made? How will our islah be made? If we are going holidays fishing, how is our islah going to be made? We are going all other places, wrong places. Iman, that we take out time for our islah, to correct ourselves. Consciously we work on that. And then it isn't only in that 40-day period or 4-month period, but we make it mustaqil. All the time to work for this iman. Then hopefully that you, and if I'll also, Maulana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, if a person gives his zakat, for example, any charity, and from his halal money, and he gave it in a good source, then it still you have to beg Allah for acceptance. It's Allah's karam that Allah accepts it. And if we give haram money, and we give it with a bad intention for name and fame, you can't even hope for acceptance. When we do the right thing, then we still have to cry for acceptance. And when we are doing the wrong things all the time, what will be our condition in the qabr? And each one and everyone will be alone in his qabr. Husband and wife can pass away together in an accident, how many times it happens, but their qabr is different. They are all on their own. They can be buried in one qabr, but their own, everyone's barzakh is on its own. Everyone. And what we have sent forward, if we have sent snakes forward, and we have sent fire forward, that will be with us ila yawmi yubathun, till the day of Qiyamah. And then for akhirat, what we have sent forward, if we have sent Quran Sharif, will come in the most beautiful, handsome form, and it will be there to protect us, to keep us company. And Quran will tell us, you never left me in the day and night, I will never leave you also. So it is up to us. This time Allah has given, valuable time. Let us not think now, it's all over now, Ramzan is over, I went for Hajj, Hajj is over, I did lot of ibadat, now I can take it easy. It is till maut. till more, after mort, then it is enjoyment. And those who realize the enjoyment, they made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, give us tilawat of Quran in the qabr also. Give us namaz in the qabr also. The real enjoyment that they get, and that is what is the real enjoyment. Allah give us tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, inshallah.